Be reading a poem. It's called I Am a New Yorker. Unfortunately, we do not know who the author is. This was circulating probably about 3 or 4 months right after the towers fell. I am a New Yorker. I may no longer live in the 5 boroughs or on the island or upstate. I may now live hundreds or thousands of miles away, or I may live just over the George Washington Bridge, but I am a New Yorker. Whatever took me out of New York, business, family, or hating the cold, did not take New York out of me. My accent may have faded and my pace may have slowed, but I am a New Yorker. I was raised on Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Rockefeller Plaza, the Yankees, or the Mets, Jones Beach, or Rye Beach, or one of the beaches on the Sound. I know that the end means Montauk, because I am a New Yorker. When I go on vacation, I never look up. Skyscrapers are something I take for granted. The Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty are a part of me. Taxis, noise, subways, and get out of here. Don't rattle me, because I am a New Yorker. I was raised on cultural diversity before it was politically correct. I eat Greek food, Italian food, Jewish, Middle Eastern, and Chinese food, because they are all American food to me. I don't get mad when people speak other languages in my presence, because my relatives got to this country via Ellis Island and chose to stay. They were New Yorkers. People who have never been to New York have misunderstood me. My friends and family work in the industries, professions, and businesses that benefit all Americans. My firefighters died trying to save New Yorkers and non-New Yorkers. They died trying to save Americans and non-Americans because they were New Yorkers. I feel the pain of my fellow New Yorkers. I mourn the loss of my beautiful city. I feel in dread that New York will never be the same. But then I remember, I am a New Yorker, and New Yorkers have tenacity, strength, and courage way above the norm, compassion and caring for our fellow citizens, love and pride in our city, in our state, in our country, intelligence, experience, and education par excellence, ability, dedication, and energy above and beyond, faith no matter what religion we practice. Terrorists hit America in its heart, but America's heart still beats strong. Demolish the steel in our buildings, but it doesn't touch the steel in our souls. Hit us in the pocketbook, but we'll parlay what we have left into a fortune. End innocent lives, leaving widows and orphans, but we will take care of them because they are New Yorkers. Wherever we live, whatever we do, excuse me, wherever we live, whatever we do, whoever we are, there are New Yorkers in every state and city of this nation. We will not abandon our city, we will not abandon our brothers and sisters, and we will not abandon the beauty, creativity, and diversity that New York represents, because we are New Yorkers, and we are proud to be New Yorkers.